Real World Radio.
Water. Palestinians spend 15% of their salary for water. Almost a week ago, leaders of the region and important businessmen of the world got together at the World Economic Forum in Jordan. The international community pressured Israeli government for political and economic progress in the region, yet aside from a friendly hug, Israeli Vice Prime Minister Ehud Olmert had nothing but bad news for Palestine. Israeli Vice Prime Minister assured the international community that there was no way his government would allow Palestine to reopen the international airport in Gaza, nor Palestinians would be given travel privileges in order to work in Israel. So, aside from the occupation of their land, denying access to proper medical attention, destroying their agricultural land and polluting their environment and their water supplies, Israel guaranteed to limit once again their basic human right with this recent assertion. Let's leave the obvious aside and focus on something we may not know about, the issue of water. Palestinians, even though the water supplies are in their territory, don't have access to clean water and basic sanitation services, especially in rural and semi-rural areas. According to Dr. Ayman Rabi, the director of Palestine Hydrology Group, Palestinians spend large sums of their limited salaries to buy water, which is distributed with tankers and trucks to the villages.
In our surveys and, of course, monitoring that we are doing, we found out that some families are paying more than 15% of their monthly income just to purchase water. And as you know, water is a very key element for the survival of the people, so they are obliged.
Palestine Hydrology Group investigations in the region shows that water and sanitation services in West Bank and Gaza are extremely underdeveloped. 20% of the residents lack access to water, and more than 99% of them don't have sanitation services. Dr. Rabai says this is just one of the problems they face in Palestine.
The situation is, of course, getting worse during summertime because of the water quantities that it's being supplied or sold. The Palestinian communities are reduced During summer in order to satisfy the use of the Israeli colonies inside the West Bank. That also the same applies for Gaza. The situation in Gaza is even worse. The water quality is very, very deteriorated.
The water supply to the Palestinians is very low quality, not even set for agriculture in some cases. The nitrate contamination is 10 times more than what is recommended by the World Health Organization, yet they have no option to accept it due to lack of alternatives. The Israeli official vowed to smooth away the road for Israel's planned withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in August and ceding control of the Rafah crossing between Egypt and the Gaza Strip, handing it over to Egyptians within a few months of Israel's evacuation of the border area. However, all that is very little when you think about the harshness of daily realities Palestinians face. Asli Perit for Real World Radio.
Real World Radio.